Phoenix Audio presents
Rage of Angels by Sidney Sheldon, read by Lorelei King. Book 1, Chapter 1. New York, September 4th, 1969. The hunters were closing in for the kill. 2,000 years ago in Rome, the contest would have been staged at the Circus Neronus or the Colosseum, where voracious lions would have been stalking the victim in an arena of blood and sand, eager to tear him to pieces. But this was the civilized 20th century, and the circus was being staged in the Criminal Courts Building of downtown Manhattan, courtroom number 16. In place of Suetonius was a court stenographer to record the event for posterity, and there were dozens of members of the press and visitors attracted by the daily headlines about the murder trial who queued up outside the courtroom at 7 o'clock in the morning to be assured of a seat. The quarry, Michael Moretti, sat at the defendant's table, a silent, handsome man in his early 30s. He was tall and lean, with a face formed of converging planes that gave him a rugged, feral look. He had fashionably styled black hair, a prominent chin with an unexpected dimple in it, and deeply set olive black eyes. He wore a tailored gray suit, a light blue shirt with a darker blue silk tie, and polished custom-made shoes. Except for his eyes, which constantly swept over the courtroom, Michael Moretti was still. The lion attacking him was Robert De Silva, the fiery district attorney for the County of New York, representative of the people. If Michael Moretti radiated stillness, Robert De Silva radiated dynamic movement. He went through life as though he were 5 minutes late.